This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As mentioned in our last visit, if we are experiencing the dynamics of relating to God and others, as Paul instructed in Colossians 3, 12 through 17, the instructions given in verses 18 through 21 are readily understood and not difficult to submit to. The same could be said of how Paul instructed slaves and masters to relate to each other in verses 22 through chapter 4, verse 1. The same instructions would be fitting for employees and owners or bosses in our society. Slaves or employees are to follow the instructions their masters or bosses give them, and masters, owners, or bosses are to provide for those under their authority what is right and fair. Everyone in the slave, master, or employer-employee relationship is to fulfill their responsibility in a way that God can bless. Those at the bottom status in the marketplace are to do what they do with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And to masters, employers, because you know that you also have a master in heaven, if we live our lives wholeheartedly committed to the Lord, blooming wherever He plants us, content to just do what God requires, under whatever circumstances He allows us to be in, we will be fulfilled and fruitful and bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.